it was known to me last week after he'd come back. I said, how was your appointment? You know, your counselling appointment. He said, oh, it didn't happen. There's a lot of people getting shuffled around, or not shuffled around, but there wasn't anyone available at the time. And normally you could walk in any time till 4:30. You could walk in off the street and there'd normally be someone there to help them, which is actually when they need help, because when they hit rock bottom and they've burnt all their bridges, burnt all avenues, they realise that little window of opportunity of realising that they really need help. It's not about appointments, because they can't even keep appointments. You know, he's in trouble for not doing his community corrections order to pay for all these fines of stuffing up.
So you need to be able to have that flexibility to walk into a centre and get help then and there.
Definitely, definitely.
Because at the moment they're doing this reform process, the state government, so they're changing the way that drug treatment services operate. And while that transition is happening, there's sort of a period of about 4 or 5 weeks where new clients like your son are getting put on waiting lists. What's the impact of having that barrier to access the services in the meantime?
It's actually a huge impact, because it doesn't just affect that one person, it affects everybody, their families, friends, just people that love them and care for them. That's the people that are actually getting hurt in this whole process of them not being able to get treatment, you know, and good treatment. You know, that's what they need. They're so isolated up here. But I know for a fact when this drug takes over, they cannot be relied upon to get to, unless you physically stick them in the car, drive them there. They have good intentions in going, but they won't. But if they're walking past and they know that they can just walk in, you know, when they're hitting rock bottom and they've burnt all their bridges, that would be fantastic to have that flexibility, I suppose. It is not just young, single-parented kids. It's actually really professional people that are losing their houses, they're losing their families, they're losing everything they love. They're the ones that can make a conscious decision, mate, I need help.
So if it's not available when they're looking for it?
Yeah. What do they do? You know, and if they're not taking, if they're trying to stop on their own and without that support, that can be really, really dangerous as well. Because that's when they're likely to do really stupid things. You know, it's horrible. Sometimes he used to sleep for 3 days, and, you know, without even waking up and going to the toilet, you know, or having a drink of water. That's him trying to get off it himself. You can't just wake him up and say, look, go out and get a job. You can't, you know, start being responsible. You can't, because then you just keep pushing them further and further away. You know, and that's what is really important, that they have that third person. Mm. It'd be so much easier if you could wipe your hands of it, but you can't. Not especially when you really love them and you know that they're a really good person. And he will do anything to help anybody, you know, but himself, it looks like.